From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police in downtown Phoenix are moving in on activists protesting Arizona's new immigration law. NPR's Ted Robbins says several people have already been arrested after pledging nonviolent civil disobedience.
Protesters, one by one, sometimes in groups of two or three, are offering themselves up for arrest for blocking the street. And around them are a couple hundred, to get out of the way of a line of officers passing me by right now. And around them are protesters who are yelling things like no to racism and racist to a home, and we will not comply.
NPR's Ted Robbins. A couple hundred more people are also reportedly protesting in Los Angeles. Only parts of the Arizona law are in effect. Yesterday, a federal judge blocked the most controversial parts, including the requirement that officers check the status of a person suspected of being in the U.S. illegally when that individual is stopped for another offense. A House Ethics Subcommittee hearing takes place this afternoon on Capitol Hill on allegations against New York Democrat Charles Rangel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California says following ethics rules outweighs any political ramifications of the Rangel case.
The chips will have to fall where they may politically, but upholding the highest ethical standard is a top priority for us.
This as the Democratic Party faces a tough election year. The 80-year-old Rangel is accused of multiple ethics violations. He denies any wrongdoing. President Obama defended his education policies today in a speech before the Urban League in Washington. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the president was responding to criticisms the group had made of the Race to the Top Education Fund.
At the beginning of the week, the Urban League and other civil rights groups attacked Race to the Top, saying that poor children in some states would lose out because the program is competitive. But in his speech, the president said what's not working for low-income kids is the status quo.
So the charge that Race to the Top isn't targeted at those young people most in need is absolutely false, because lifting up quality for all our children, black, white, Hispanic, that is the central premise of Race to the Top.
The president also warned Congress not to cut funding for the $4 billion program. Some members of Congress have proposed diverting money from Race to the Top to support an education jobs bill. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to lose ground, down 26 points at last check, at 10,471 and trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index down 12 points at 2,252. S&P 500 down 5 at 1101, seeing losses in U.S. stocks amid mixed economic news today. This is NPR News. Russia's president has handed new powers to the nation's domestic security force. Now, that agency can issue stern warning to people it suspects of committing a crime in the future. The Federal Security Service is the modern-day successor to the KGB. And NPR's David Green says critics see this as a return to a Soviet police state.
The law, signed by President Dmitry Medvedev, has been cast as a way to preemptively fight extremism. In the last year, there have been high-profile bombings on Moscow's subway system and on a luxury train to St. Petersburg. There has been endless violence in Russia's North Caucasus. The new law allows the Federal Security Service, or FSB, to warn people that they're being watched before they actually commit a crime. Anyone refusing to obey an FSB order can be jailed for 15 days. Supporters say violent criminals are the target. But nothing stops the FSB from going after people simply planning to attend an unsanctioned political rally. And opponents see the Kremlin broadening police powers to intimidate and stifle political dissent. The Kremlin, analysts say, has been seeking ways to limit opposition as the 2012 presidential election approaches. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Shootings and explosions are reported out of northern Baghdad today. Wire reports are quoting unnamed sources detailing the attacks in the mainly Sunni district of Adhamiya. Authorities say three soldiers were killed, and then when police and civil defense crews arrived at the scene, bombs were detonated. At least 12 people are reported to be dead, and at least 14 others are wounded. Thousands of truck drivers across Greece are on strike despite a government order to get back to work by the end of the day. They're protesting the government's recent austerity measures. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.